Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan, your home for the Nationals, who will be managed not by Dusty Baker, but by a new skipper come this April, as they will try to go back to the well and compete for their first LCS berth and their first World Series. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. We're also weaving in the breaking audio coming out of a conference call at Nationals Park in a boardroom somewhere at their facility. Mike Rizzo meeting with reporters over the phone. He said that this decision did not come down to a botched negotiation, as some are saying it did.
Now, this was a pure baseball decision. We feel, again, our goal is to win a world championship, and to that end, we're going to create a manager search. But this had absolutely nothing to do with negotiations dollars. It was not a negotiation with Dusty. We discussed. I talked to Dusty this morning and told him of our decision. He took the news with his usual class and dignity and professionalism, and we hung up the phone with a good taste in both of our mouths.
Mike Rizzo, in his conference call, he was asked about the end goal and kind of what happens next for the Nationals.
Well, I think the important thing to look at here is what is our end goal? What are we trying to accomplish here? And we've come such a long way. Our goals have morphed from our infancy from 2006 when the Learners took over to now. Our expectations are high. We're very focused in our goal, and that's to win a world championship. And we decided to make this move in accordance with that goal.
Dusty Baker has been quoted. I just saw this online via USA Today. They reached out and got a hold of him. This is actually a great point by Dusty, and this is where, and I said this in a tweet earlier, the decision was a little bit surprising. It says, Baker was taken aback by the decision, telling USA Today Sports he was particularly stunned it took the club 10 days to get back to him with a decision. Quote, I'm surprised and disappointed, Baker said. They told me they would get back to me, and I told them I was leaving town yesterday, and they waited 10 days to tell me. I really thought this was my best year. We won at least 95 games each year and won the division back-to-back years, but they said they wanted to go a different direction. It's hard to understand. I understand, and I get that Dusty doesn't understand, the frustration of them wanting to go in a different direction when you feel like it's a good relationship. But the waiting 10 days, according to Baker, if I read this correctly, it seems like there hasn't really been communication back and forth. That from when the season ended, they said, okay, we'll get back to you, we'll let you know, and then they made their decision and tell him within the last 24 hours this morning that he's out, and it sounds like he was fairly blindsided by it after thinking he was coming back, which is really surprising.
Each one of these episodes that's happened with the manager makes me kind of revisit previous episodes. And what I mean is when Jim Riggleman went, you know, storming in saying, give me some kind of guarantee. I'm a lame duck manager here. I'm just twisting in the wind, and they wouldn't budge. Or they didn't get back to him or kind of whatever else. Again, you still need to do your job. No one should quit in the middle of the season like he did. I will blame him forever on that, by the way. But it makes me just look at it again. It makes me reexamine just some of these sort of, again, processes of how they've gone about their business. I know you shouldn't walk in the next day out of emotion, just so ticked off from how you lost that game 9-8 and be like, fire everybody, the way like a fanboy probably would. But, you know, 10 days, you could have done this, you know, 4 days ago? You see what I'm saying? Like, I understand Dusty's frustration. I also, you know, it's disappointing because he lost a gig after winning 192 games in two seasons. That's pretty unusual to have happen. But, man, oh, man, it makes you just kind of look at it through a different lens.
When did the Nats get eliminated? It was last Thursday, right?
Yes.
So the math there, I mean, it's not 10, not to critique what he's saying, but it was 8 days ago that they got eliminated.
Oh, I guess you're right, yeah.
So it's basically been 1 week. It's been 7 days. Not 10, but the point stands. If they told you, we're going to get back to you, you haven't heard anything for a week, and then they say, we're going in a different direction, if you're Dusty Baker, you feel like you deserve a little bit better than that. Let's go to the phones.
All right, Greg in Lothian on line one. Greg, what's up?
Not much. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Not much. I'm really disappointed in this decision. I personally think what some of your other callers said that, you know, this. I think this really comes down to the players. I really feel like Dusty, while personally I've never cared for his philosophy, I really believe that he had put his players in a good position the way he, you know, navigated injuries and things throughout the year. And even the crazy philosophy of resting players and whatnot, I think it really worked his advantage when he put some of those guys in throughout the playoffs. But I really think I think he becomes a scapegoat for some of those players. And the other thing I wanted to put in is I think this whole thing with Farrell over in Boston, that kind of reminds me of the old Dallas Cowboys and Jimmy Johnson, Barry yeah. Switzer, and Wade Phillips. I don't know that he's the best guy.
He may not be. Let's jump to David in Arlington. David, want to weigh in?
Hey, fellas. Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Hey, I hearing this news, I'm pretty disappointed in the Nationals organization. I think Dusty did everything in his power with all the available tools that he had at his disposal to carry the team as far as he did. I really agree with the previous caller in saying it really comes down to the players. You know, Dusty got them into the postseason. He had consecutive back-to-back winning seasons, won the division title twice. He even set them up to take game five. But look what happened with all the players that had performed as they did in the regular season. That's what he had to base his decisions on. So all these players who performed above average, you know, come game five.
Or even if they were normal, David, you don't count on Max Scherzer having that kind of meltdown inning or Matt Wieters, you know, having one of the worst sequences of his career. David in Oakton, line seven, your thoughts? David? David, I'll put David back on hold. He had a point that I wanted to have him weigh in on the show here, Jeeps.
Let me double click on what was just said, though. I would love to hear what the players think. You know, I've sent a handful of text messages to guys. I've only heard back from one player who told me I'm not surprised at all.
Wow,
hasn't elaborated. But I really want to hear more about that element of this, specifically Bryce Harper. By the way,
that's
the big
one.
Is either going to be a Washington National for life or he's leaving after next season. So the new manager is going to have a lot of say on that. I personally, and I don't know what you think, I personally think he's gone one way or the other. I think they could hire his brother Brian to manage the team. He's yeah. going to end up somewhere else for a lot more money. But I want to know how he feels. I want to know how Zimmerman feels. I want to know how Max Scherzer feels. I'd love to get more intel on what happened from Rizzo and the learners as far as the players. Exit interviews, did you talk to veterans? Did they say they wanted them back? Not that that should matter, but I'll say this. It matters if they say something like, yeah, I don't know how good of a shot we had with some of those decisions. I mean, that's a big deal if someone says something like that. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.